cabinets to fit your taste, furniture to fill your space, and shelves to store more. Gun racks for what you pack. High-end, low-end, repair, reface, remodel, or replace mantels, ceilings, or trim, whatever you need. Don't overpay for in-house calls, design consultations, or repairs. Call for your free quote and a single on-site visit to get your project rolling now. That's Custom Cabinet Shop, 303-340-1390. Find us on Facebook.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon. We were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I owned tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
Well, good morning. This is Dan here at the American Freedom Network, and how many times have you heard me say, you know, they've changed the message and the music of the Christian church today? And I really believe this is very, very true. It's been done by subtly infiltrating our religious seminaries, both Catholic and Protestant, and they have very subtly changed the whole attitude of the church. And the very nature of God has changed according to the way it's being taught in our churches today. And with us this morning is a good friend, Pastor Chuck Chrismeyer, many, many years, a lawyer, successful lawyer who gave up, of course, a very prosperous practice to become a radio broadcaster, and he has his ministry, and it's a wonderful ministry, and he does talk radio. He shares the satellite with Joyce Ryan and myself, Pastor Butch Paul, so that our programs are available by satellite all the time, but he's written a wonderful new book, which I believe has a very, very important message. And I've read it through. It's the sort of book that you can't put down. It's the sort of book that you can't scan, because it deals with the nature of the Lord. And Pastor Chrismeyer, thank you so very much for being with us this morning. And why don't you tell the story, how they've changed the message, why it is so vitally important to understand what they've done, and why America needs to return to this concept of the fear of the Lord.
Well, Stan, again, it's just wonderful to be able to have fellowship with you and your listeners over the airwaves. It's been many years that we've had a little sojourn together. And today is no exception. I appreciate that. Indeed, we are facing a huge challenge in our country, because the God who made and preserved us a nation has been basically rejected and reformatted according to the desires of man, and actually has been recreated in man's image. To help us understand that, perhaps the best way to do that is to go back to April 5th, 1993, when Time magazine, for the second time in 18 months, featured a cross on its front cover. And at the bottom, next to the cross, were these words: "The generation that forgot God." Now, bear in mind, this was in 1993, so that was 19 years ago. 19 years ago, nearly a whole generation ago. And is you open the magazine to the feature article called The Church Search. It was talking about how Americans were flooding back to church because of their fear of what was going on in our world. Gulf War I had taken place. People had plastered yellow ribbons all over the nation. Patriotic, the nature of patriotism had surged, and people were flooding back to church. But Time Magazine, this liberal, secular news magazine, had just an unbelievable, piercing observation as to what had really happened in the American mind and heart. And here's what they said. Americans are flooding back to church because Americans are looking for a custom-made God, one made in their own image. Well, that's exactly what the ancient prophets had warned Israel about, that they were creating images like unto man or unto beasts and so on, and they had forgotten the God of the Bible, the God of creation, and they were creating a custom-made God. Well, why do we do that? Well, because we don't much like the God of the Bible. We don't like God as he reveals himself in his word. And in the process, then, of abandoning this God of the Bible and the way God reveals his own character in the scriptures, we have to replace it with something else. And so in that replacement process, we have actually progressively not only lost, but actually affirmatively abandoned what the Bible calls the fear of the Lord. And the scripture says that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. So if the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and we've abandoned the fear of the Lord from pulpit to pew, which is basically the case, we'll talk about that more probably during the interview here, the reality is that we have actually progressively abandoned the very heart and soul and wellspring of wisdom in our country. That means that having abandoned the wellspring of wisdom in our country, we actually have laid the foundation for chaos to reign. That's where we are right now, and people are wringing their hands. They don't seem to know where to find a kind of leadership that has true spiritual conviction from pulpit to pew. We're telling people what they want to hear, scratching their itching ears, just as the Apostle Paul said it would be, just before the second coming of Jesus Christ. So that's kind of a nutshell, tying the whole thing together, and I know that there's a lot more for us to talk about. So again, thanks so much for the privilege of being able to discuss this.
Well, basically, of course, the book simply goes with the scriptures and points out how many places we're told that we have to fear God. Now, of course, they tell us that God is love, and I do believe that God, as any father, loves his children. But also there is certainly consequences for disobedience. And there are is punishment for an eternal punishment for those who espouse Christianity and certainly really aren't Christians. And some of the statistics in the book, that 25% of our ministers are into pornography. That's certainly 60% of our men and 25% of our women are into pornography. And I said that the fact that half of our Christian marriages end in divorce, how could this possibly be in a Christian nation? But you pick up the story because, of course, what you do is give all of the references from the Bible about where we're told we should fear the Lord. Why should we fear a Lord who only loves us? Only love. And they've changed the nature of God. They've done it.
Business owners, pay attention. Get 3 months free radio advertising for your business on 1360 AM The Lion. That's right, 3 months free with your purchase of a minimum commercial package. Make this year the year of more income, more customers, and more effective advertising. Customers won't know you're open for business if you don't tell them. If you want to increase the success and profitability of your business, you know it depends on your ability to attract and retain a steady stream of customers. Call me now, Danny Golden, Promotions and Sales Director at 303-257-7576, and let's watch your sales soar. So if you're not as busy as you want to be, call me now at 303-257-7576 for details on this limited free 3-month offer. It's the most affordable way to build your business with tax-deductible radio advertising. That's Danny at 303-257-7576 or 1360 AM advertising at hotmail.com. If you're spending hard-earned money on supplements, you need to know about BioSuperfood because you're probably shortchanging yourself on nutrition and value. If you're buying products claiming to provide DNA protection from radiation, you're getting ripped off by inferior copycat products because there's no other product developed or researched like BioSuperfood. BioSuperfood is one complete superfood product that addresses radiation poisoning, allergies, arthritis, diabetes, high blood pressure, and other degenerative diseases. BioSuperfood helps digestion, decreases pain and inflammation, increases flexibility, improves heart health and brain function, it boosts your immune system, and even inhibits the AIDS virus and cancerous cells. It's an antibacterial, antifungal, and anti-inflammatory. BioSuperfood is not another supplement. It's a whole food and contains over 5,000 nutrients. Call now and ask about your special discounts on your BioSuperfood purchase at 303-257-7576. That's 303-257-7576 or BioSuperfood at hotmail.com.
Well, this is Dr. Dan, our guest this morning, Pastor Chuck Missmeyer. We're talking about his book, The Secret of the Lord. And this is not a popular message in the Christian church today. People don't want to hear that there are consequences for sin. In fact, we don't like to talk about sin, that we're all sinners, and that certainly that's why we need God's vengeance, God's guidance. But, of course, there are consequences for what we do. And people like to hear about that. They want a God who is only love. And how has your book been accepted by the Christian church today?
Well, Stan, that's a, you know, I wish I didn't have to answer that question.
Well, but I think it's so vitally important that we address that subject.
Yeah.
Because, you know, if we don't address the subject, why, of course, we're not ever going to be able to come up
exactly
with an answer.
Well, first of all, let me indicate that the book has been endorsed by 6 very prominent evangelical leaders in the country. And it's, I think even there, their endorsement was almost in some respects reluctantly given, and I want to be cautious about that. And here's the reason why. Because they know that the broader professing Christian community, even evangelicals and even so-called fundamentalists, do not want to hear that message. And there is a tremendous fear among pastors and parachurch leaders that if they even toy with the idea of the fear of the Lord, that it will cost them at the bottom line. It will cost them people who will vote with their feet out of their churches, who will vote with their pocketbooks and not provide funds to their ministries, and so they just don't want to deal with it. Another aspect of this is that I, not long ago, was asked to speak to a congregation, and actually the men in that congregation. And I had a half an hour, and I was going to speak on God's position then, now, and in the future here as we approach the second coming of Christ, and to lay a foundation for these men to prepare the way of the Lord in their own lives. I got about 10 minutes into my talk with them, and I started to receive catcalls from the men. I had never, ever experienced anything like this in all of my years of speaking across the country. And they began to mock and ridicule what I was saying about the character of God and about the coming of Christ and the necessity to prepare the way of the Lord. And by the time the half hour was over, I just could hardly believe what had happened. Well, immediately after that gathering, a number of men gathered around, including the pastor, who I did not know had been in that group. And here's what he said to me. He said, Mr. Chris Meyer, we don't talk about end times here, and we don't talk about the fear of the Lord, because we don't want people to fear God. We want them to love him. Well, what this pastor was actually saying is, we don't want the people to really know how to love God, because you can't learn what it means to really love God unless you first learn what it means to fear him. Because the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. You can't even have wisdom as to what it means to love God without the fear of the Lord. So he was trying to, as a gatekeeper, prevent his congregation, and especially the men, from understanding the most fundamental thing in the Scripture. And this is the kind, this is an illustration of the spirit that prevails now across our country from pulpit to pew. It is very, very serious, Stan, and particularly if you have any belief whatsoever that the second coming of Jesus Christ might be very soon. We don't know the day or the hour, but we certainly see all the signs around us, and we're frustrating and preventing the most elementary thing of the Word of God from being made available to the people. I think that's very dangerous.
Oh, I think it is, too. I was very, very fortunate that I had a wonderful, wonderful teacher. His name was Pastor Roy Kraft, and he had sort of targeted me for some reason. Well, Chris, I believe, of course, God's hand was in it, but he wanted me to know a great deal. He taught a class for a group of physicians every Tuesday morning. He was in the church apartment at the hospital, and a small group of Christian physicians were met with him every week for 9 years as he tutored and prepared me for what I'm doing today. But I'll never forget one morning he talked about having been to a college and addressing a college class, and he was, you know, there was a blackboard there, so he got up and he asked the other students, what are the attributes of God? And somebody said love, and so he wrote down on the blackboard love, and somebody said justice, and he wrote down justice and holiness, and there was an Indian fellow there. I don't know whether he was a Christian or not, but he said vengeance, and Roy Kraft wrote down vengeance, and he said, but why do you say vengeance? And the fellow said, because if God is only love, it is the ultimate triumph of evil. If God is only love, it is the ultimate triumph of evil. I believe that is Lucifer's message to the church today. I was so pleased to see that Erwin Lutzer, who I have the ultimate respect for as a minister, and we listen to him every Sunday morning on our little Christian radio station, had endorsed your book, and of course, he's one of the few ministers, I think, who has the courage to talk about the things that you talk about today, as in his writings. And it is a frightening thing that our ministers will not give the ultimate attributes of God, and one of them is he is a God who will punish people for sin, and if we don't fear God, why, of course, we end up with a society like we have today.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I like what that gentleman responded with, that God is vengeance. That's not all he is, but
of course not.
God himself says, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord.
That's right.
So the reason is because he is going to bring judgment on wickedness and evil, and wickedness and evil, in the most elementary way of looking at it, is disagreeing with God's viewpoint, disagreeing with God's word, his will, and his ways. And a lot of Christians would say, well, I don't disagree with what God has said. Oh, really? Then how do you explain for the last 25 years, a divorce rate in the church in America equaling or exceeding that of the nation as a whole. How do you explain a divorce rate among our pastors being the second highest of all professions in the country for the last 15 years? How do you explain a divorce rate in the Bible Belt of America, supposedly the greatest concentration of Bible-believing Christians, being 50% higher than the nation as a whole? The reality is that we do no longer fear the Lord, what he says, and we have supplanted the word of the Lord with the word of our culture, and we fear rejection by the culture rather than rejection by God. Now, that is a very, very dangerous place to be, particularly when the Lord of the church, Jesus himself, the Lord of love, said, whoever divorces their spouse causes them to commit adultery, and whoever marries the one so divorced commits adultery. The Apostle Paul, speaking to that issue, said that don't be deceived, neither fornicators, nor adulterers, nor practicing homosexuals are going to inherit the kingdom of God. Now, if we really believe those things, like we say we do, then we are not going to even come close to practicing them. And if, in fact, we do even come close, because of the fear of the Lord, we are going to come to a quick place of repentance, confession, and walk away from those things as fast as we can. In fact, we're going to run away from them. We're going to flee from temptation. We're going to flee from evil. But that's not what we're doing. We're actually playing footsie with it. We're doing a little do-si-do around it because that's what the culture is doing. And we're more interested in being accepted by the culture than we are by Christ. We have actually that's how we know that we have abandoned the fear of the Lord from pulpit to pew.
Well, I think it's so vitally important, and the book is, correct me if I'm wrong, it's The Secret of the Lord. And we are carrying the book. We think it's vitally important. And you can get that book through our ministry, because, of course, we aren't answerable to anyone other than other people who listen to our programs and who support us. If people don't like to hear about the fear of the Lord, why, they can always turn off the radio. But I think it is a vitally important message, and it's a shame that other people are not espousing this, and this is not popular in our radio ministries across America. It is not popular in our pulpits. They want to push one thing: God is only love. Yes, he is love. He loves us. He made us. But, of course, there are consequences, and nobody ever wants to talk about that.
Well, Stan, there are a couple of things that before we're through here in our conversation, I want to make sure that we really talk about. One is how it is that I actually came to write this book. And then, finally, what God's final message is to our planet, which is the next to last chapter in the book. People might say, oh, you're going to write God's final? No, all I'm doing in the book is writing what God says is his final message. And it should truly grip our hearts, because I do believe that we're on the near edge of the second coming.
Well, I do as well. Well, first of all, how did you happen to write the book?
Well, my wife and I, every day in the morning, the first thing we do is to sit down with a cup of coffee and read the Word and pray together. We spend usually about an hour together. And as we were reading through the Scripture, we came to this place, Psalm 25:14. And here's what it said. The secret of the Lord is with them that fear him, and to them he will show his covenant. Well, the moment I looked at that, it was like the Holy Spirit shone a laser beam light down on that verse. And it just kind of lifted right off the page and stared me in the face. And immediately, the Holy Spirit whispered in my ear, my heart, and said, son, that's the reason your nation is in chaos. That is the reason why my church is in walking in wickedness and unrepentant, because you have abandoned the secret of the Lord, and therefore you are incapable of walking in my blessing you are incapable of walking in my salvation, and you are going to reap the continuing destruction that is happening in your country. And if you think, Stan, that didn't get my attention, it did. And it was out of that came this book, The Secret of the Lord, The Hidden Truth That Defines Your Destiny.
And that, of course, that is the title of the book. And we are living in the most amazing times. You can almost, if you know the prophecies of the second coming of the Lord, you can see them unfolding almost on a daily basis. So why don't you just sort of tie that into what you see, foresee coming to America, to the world?
Well, I foresee more and exaggerated forms of the progressive judgment that we have already received over the past 15 years, with ever-increasing natural disasters, more expensive natural disasters. Last year, there were more huge natural disasters exceeding, I think it was $1 billion apiece, than the sum total of the previous 10 years. We're seeing an acceleration of this kind of what I would call a progressive or remedial judgment, where God, in his love and his mercy, is trying to get our attention.
Hold that thought. Hold the thought. We'll be back in just a moment here. Pastor Chuck Christmeyer.
Texas Roadhouse takes this time out to salute the men and women in uniform who stood tall for our freedom around the world. Let's give them a hero's welcome home they deserve. America's troops are our angels of protection and wings of freedom that have fought hard to help restore peace around the world. That's from Texas Roadhouse in 1931 Bluegrass Circle, where they invite you in for the best food in Cheyenne. Fall off bone ribs, hearty hand-cut steaks, legendary margaritas, and much more. Call 307-638-1234. That's 307-638-1234.
Business owners, pay attention. Get 3 months free radio advertising for your business on 1360 AM The Lion. That's right, 3 months free with your purchase of a minimum commercial package. Make this year the year of more income, more customers, and more effective advertising. Customers won't know you're open for business if you don't tell them. If you want to increase the success and profitability of your business, you know it depends on your ability to attract and retain a steady stream of customers. Call me now, Danny Golden, Promotions and Sales Director, at 303-257-7576, and let's watch your sales soar. So if you're not as busy as you want to be, call me now at 303-257-7576. And six for details on this limited free 3 month offer. It's the most affordable way to build your business with tax deductible radio advertising. That's Danny at 303-257-7576 or 1360 AM advertising at hotmail.com.
Article 4, the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of him and cried out, saying, this was he of whom I said, he who comes after me is preferred before me, for he was before me. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 14 and 15.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Well, Dr. Stan, our guest this morning, Pastor Chuck Christmeyer, and his book, The Secret of the Lord. It's available through our ministry, but if could you tell our listeners how they could get in touch with your ministry if they'd like to get some of your other writings or some of your other material?
Well, certainly, Stan. I really appreciate that. That's generous. Our website is saveus.org. That's saveus or saveus.org. And our phone number is 1-800-SAVE-USA, 1-800-SAVE-USA. But the website, I think, is the easiest way to connect. And we have numerous very unusual fact sheets on that website. Our radio program can be heard every day on the archive section of the website. And by the way, it's heard all over the world. And of course, our various books, I have six of them out now. You have interviewed me concerning most of those over the years, and I've been so grateful for that. But The Secret of the Lord can be found right there at saveus.org. But actually, I'd prefer that they get it from you directly. Stan, you're doing such a wonderful job there, and you have it available through your website and your ministry. So the other books, yes, contact us at saveus.org. But, folks, go ahead and get this book directly from Dr. Stan, The Secret of the Lord, The Hidden Truth That Defines Your Destiny. By the way, Stan, one of the things about this book is that it's so easy to read. It's broken into little segments so a person can read it, meaningful segments of it, in just a matter of 3 or 4 minutes. And as they move through it and just kind of allow it to seep in, it's written so that busy people can read it in increments. A lot of people don't like to sit down and just read at length these days. They don't feel like they have the time. And so it's an easy read, but it will stir your soul. And that's what we need right now. In fact, you know, one of the psalmist wrote, "Unite my heart to fear your name." Here's David, a man after God's own heart, and he's crying out to the Lord, "Unite my heart to fear your name." Well, we would think that David already feared the Lord, but he understood that there was a war that goes on inside a man's heart, and that is there's a tendency to fear man and rather than to fear God, or to fear what's going on in the world rather than to fear God. And so you and I and all of us live in this dynamic tension, whether we will fear God or fear man. And so David cries out, "Unite my heart to fear your name." There's a division that takes place in our minds, in our hearts. And when we're divided, you see, a city divided against itself cannot stand. And that's where the Christian mind and heart is today in the Western world, in America, even in our evangelical churches, even in our pulpits. There is a fear of man. There is a fear of being rejected by the culture. In other words, of not being accepted by the culture, of being marginalized by the culture, of being marginalized by our friends, of somehow not being accepted in the political world. And so we make continual compromises to please man rather than God. And the reality of it, it's being driven by the fear of man rather than the fear of God. And the fear of man, the scripture says, is a snare. And so we have been snared by our refusal progressively to fear God and our increasing fear of man. And that leads us to more and more yielding to the temptation, more and more doing a do-si-do with sin, when the scripture says the fear of the Lord is to hate evil. Now we have Christian leaders who are telling us, one in particular, who says it is abuse to tell people that they're sinners. Now, most pastors wouldn't go that far, but in reality, they embrace the very same kind of thinking by refusing to tell people that they're sinners. They want to focus on God is love, but not God, that we need to fear the Lord because he is also just and judgment and righteousness and truth. We need to present the fullness of who God is and not create a God in our own image like the one that we wish he were. He is God, he says, and there is no other. And we need to come to grips with that. And so this book helps us, draws us back into a full and complete understanding of the heart of God with regard to this matter of the fear of the Lord. And it's God's secret. But being God's secret, it's not a secret that he doesn't want to be made known. It's a secret, rather, to those who will not pursue it. Jesus, or the scripture says, if you will seek me, you will find me, if you search for me with all your heart. Not just go to church on Sunday, or whenever you worship, not just own a Bible, not just listen to a little devotional now and again, but search for him with all your heart. And when we do that, if we really do that, God is telling us that this secret will become manifest or apparent to us. We will then know how to walk in the fear of the Lord. And when we do that, all of the blessings and the promises that God has promised in his word will become available to us. The unfortunate thing is that people do not understand is that every single promise of the Word of God, including salvation itself, is predicated on the fear of the Lord.
Amen. All right. Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question for our guest today, our telephone number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. But certainly America has forgotten, and our ministers have forgotten. And this has been done, I believe, very intentionally and very purposely. They've forgotten to mention the fear of the Lord. And I believe God brings his judgment upon people. I believe he brings his judgment upon nations. And I fear for this country. When I reflect that God is just, and his justice is not going to sleep forever. Now, of course, those are the words of Thomas Jefferson. They're inscribed on the Jefferson Memorial in Washington, D.C., but I tremble for my country when I reflect that God is just, and his justice will not sleep forever. We never talk about things like that today, because we don't like to hear it. After all, America is good, and we're bringing justice and freedom and democracy to the world. Just look how wonderful things are throughout the world. Of course, you look at the Near East. Christians are fleeing their countries in terror because of American policy, which is installing nations under Sharia law in many of the nations with a cradle of civilization, the cradle of Christianity. Why are we installing laws where Christians are discriminated against, can be readily killed? Why, of course, that is the official policy of America. We just haven't told the Christians here that the policy of America is anti-Christian. There is this dark spirit within our society, and nobody wants to talk about it. It's time maybe we begin to read books about the fear of the Lord. We'll be back in just a moment. If you have a question or call, give us a call.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. Texas Roadhouse takes this time out to salute the men and women in uniform who stood tall for our freedom around the world. Let's give them a hero's welcome home they deserve. America's troops are our angels of protection and wings of freedom that have fought hard to help restore peace around the world. That's from Texas Roadhouse at 1931 Bluegrass Circle, where they invite you in for the best food in Cheyenne. Fall off bone ribs, hearty hand-cut steaks, legendary margaritas, and much more. Call 307-638-1234. That's 307-638-1234.
This is Pastor Michael Golden inviting you to join the Voice of Many Waters congregation as we welcome Jerusalem-based broadcast journalist, popular speaker, author, and Middle East correspondent, David Dolan. Voice of Many Waters congregation will be meeting for Shabbat service February the 11th, 1 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. at 3J's Coffee House, 21 North Parish Avenue in Johnstown. Seating is limited, so you will need to arrive early. For more information, call us at 1-800-205-6245. A love offering will be taken. For Zion's sake, I will not be silent.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Well, I stand back here at the final segment of the program this morning. Our guest, Pastor Chuck Christmeyer, his book, The Secret of the Lord. And if you have a question or comment, 877-254-7524. And I think, as Pastor Christmeyer says, this is not a popular message, but it is the most important message that I can offer you today. And certainly it summarizes what I've been talking about in all the years we've been here, and that is, of course, they've changed the message of the Christian church. Well, Pastor Christmeyer, do you think the American people are going to accept this? Do you think the American people can understand what has happened to the Christian church here in what was once the land of the free and the home of the brave?
Well, that's a good question, a very troubling question, and I've really been asked the question in other ways. For instance, do you see any hope for America? Do you think we're going to turn around? And the answer is, in the natural, no. I think we've gone too far. We have drifted way, way too far. We've embraced the ways of the world within our churches way too much. We've abandoned the fear of the Lord, and now desperately fear man. And so in the natural, no. On the other hand, God is a God of the impossible. As the scripture says, with God, nothing shall be impossible. And that's why I persist. I persist, having left the practice of law at the height of my career after 20 years. And the Lord spoke to my heart. He said, son, you've been pleading the cause of men long enough, and I want you to plead my cause in the land as a voice to the church, declaring vision for the nation in America's greatest crisis hour here on the near edge of the second coming. So I've been doing that, Stan, for 19 years now when we formed Save America Ministries. And been on the air like you. You've been so faithful over these years and given yourself sacrificially. And God is calling, you know, he's going to speak with one voice, but there are many messengers. And I think that God has called each of us to be a messenger. And whether or not the people will hear, that's not the point. The point is that God, in his mercy and in his compassion, is using you and me and other voices very much like a divine process server. And nobody wants to receive legal process. They run from it. They'll do anything to avoid accepting legal process. But God is a God of justice. He is a God of mercy and justice, and he is not going to bring judgment until he has given every conceivable opportunity to us to respond. And that's what we're doing. If we respond, that's wonderful. If we don't respond, God is vindicated because he has given ample opportunity. And so in a sense, this book is a message to professing believers. Perhaps it could actually be, in one sense, a final message, because, in fact, I will tell you that the Lord witnessed to my heart after the book was written, and as it was coming out, he said, son, you have a maximum of 2 years to get this message out. In other words, 2 years of efficacy, where if it is not embraced largely within the body of Christ, from pulpit to pew, within 2 years, it will be too late. And the reason it will be too late is because the people will be so deeply embedded in the fear of man as we see the New World Order unfolding before us, as we see the power of government coming in to usurp our freedoms, which is happening daily. If anybody has an eye to see, they know that. And so the fear of man is going to be progressive, and it is going to be so great that the majority of people, even church-going people, will not be able to return to the fear of the Lord. And that spells a very, very great risk to people. You know, Jesus said, "Straight is the gate, narrow is the way, and precious few there be that find it." And if we move to the end of the book of Revelation, we find that the majority of people on the planet are going to succumb to the spirit of fear, the fear of man, and will accept that infamous mark of the beast. And why are they going to do that? Because they don't fear God. That's why. They don't fear God. They fear man. And what is it going to, what does that look like? Well, it looks like this, that man, even professing Christians, are going to say, they're going to reason, they're going to rationalize in their minds, hey, what am I going to do to feed my kids? What am I going to do? How am I going to live? How am I going to provide heat in my home? How am I going to provide gas? How am I going to drive my car? How am I going to get medicine? How am I going to go to and get food at the grocery store, since no man will be able to buy or sell except those that have the mark on their forehead or on their right hand? How am I going to do that? So they'll rationalize in their minds, because of the fear of man, that they have to accept the mark and believe that somehow God will overlook that. No, he won't overlook it, because in Revelation 14, he says specifically that everyone who receives that mark will receive it as an act of worship. In other words, rather than fearing God, they will demonstrate their fear of man, and it will be a final decision for those individuals, and they will then be under the eternal wrath of God that will be poured out upon the children of disobedience. Now, if this doesn't get people's attention, Stan, I don't know what will. But this is what God has said. And the book of Revelation is the testimony of Jesus, it says. It's the revelation of Jesus Christ. And so I have a chapter in the book called God's Final Message. It's chapter 19, and it comes right out of Revelation chapter 14. And sandwiched between Revelation 13, where the mark of the beast is introduced through the false prophet and the Antichrist, and the final warning in Revelation 14 that talks about what will happen to those who receive the mark of the beast, comes this very interesting passage. And it says that God, in his mercy and in his kindness, is going to send forth an angel. An angel that is going to warn the earth with the final gospel message. And that final gospel message is distilled into three parts. The first part says, fear God. Notice, this is the gospel message. And it's distilled in its simplicity from God's viewpoint. The first part of it is fear God. We'll get the
we're out of time, Chris.
After this break. Bless.
Thanks so very much. And thank you for writing, I think, this is one of the most important books of our time. Bye-bye. God bless.
Looking for the perfect answer to your nutrition and health needs? Look no further. BioSuperfood, developed to heal the peoples, animals, and land after the Chernobyl disaster, has the most complete, powerful nutritional analysis for health and wellness. Easy to digest, BioSuperfood contains complete proteins, amino acids, and vitamins A, B complex, B12, C, E, D, and K. It contains minerals and trace elements like calcium, phosphorus, magnesium, potassium, iodine, manganese, zinc, selenium, silicon, and it provides essential fatty acids, omega-3, 6, and 9. It's time 9 gamma linoleic acid and has thousands of active enzymes and phytonutrients like chlorophyll, spirulina, and carotenes. Beta carotene, alpha carotene, astaxanthin, lutein, lycopene, quercetin, and much more. Save your money, save your time. Compare and you'll find that there is no more researched or superior product available on the market today. Call now and get your discount prices on your next Bio Superfood at 303-257-7576, 303-257-7576, or biosuperfood at hotmail.com.
Custom Cabinet Shop is a locally owned and operated family business since 1980. So if you want fair and reasonable prices, personalized service, and excellence in workmanship for your refacing, repair, installation, millwork, or remodeling projects for your home and business, Custom Cabinet Shop can do the job for you. Call now for your free quote and on-site consultation, 303-340-1390. That's 303-340-1390. So Custom Cabinet Shop can attend to your every woodworking need. Cabinets to fit your taste, furniture to fill your space, and shelves to store more. Gun racks for what you pack. High-end, low-end, repair, reface, remodel, or replace. Mantles, ceilings, or trim. Whatever you need. Don't overpay for in-house calls, design consultations, or repairs. Call for your free quote and a single on-site visit to get your project rolling now. That's Custom Cabinet Shop, 303-340-1390. Find us on Facebook.
Well, Dr. Stan, and I will tell you quite frankly, I think this is one of the most important books you will ever read. It's called The Secret of the Lord. It's a message that must be gotten out today. It must be gotten into our churches, and nobody wants to hear it. But, of course, if you watch the Super Bowl on the weekend, and you saw the halftime entertainment with Madonna there. I mean, totally vulgar, but we accept that as normal today. Unfortunately, America has turned against God, and I fear God is going to turn against America. You need to get this book, The Secret of the Lord. The Secret of the Lord. It's available by calling 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927, and of course, it's an easy book to read, but I think it will transform the way you look at what's going on today and the way you look at Christianity. And it's certainly not the message that is taught in our churches today, where they've changed the message and the music. You recognize the music has changed, but you don't recognize how the message has changed. Of course, my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, is fundamental to understanding what's going on today. We, of course, hope that you'll listen to our radio program as we try to explain to you what's happening financially, a warn against the coming war. It's all being orchestrated. There is a plan. We have glimpses of it here and there. We know that they're going to bring us into a war in the Near East. But, of course, this war is going to be different than the wars we've had before in World War One and World War Two, and Vietnam and Korea. The wars were in other nations. They're in other nations today where we've killed 1 million men and women in Iraq. And, of course, it was all a mistake. Oh, shucks. George Bush just didn't understand there were no weapons of mass destruction. Actually, there were weapons of mass destruction. We'd given them to Saddam Hussein, and he sent them on to Syria, where they're, of course, waiting to be utilized on Israel and that whole region of the world. Understand, ladies and gentlemen, that what happened on September 11th, we've been lied to. All you need to do is watch, and you can get from my ministry all sorts of DVDs on the bringing down of the Twin Towers. Watch the buildings come down. The tops of the buildings vaporize before the buildings fall. How could that be? How could you vaporize the top of the buildings? How could you vaporize all that cement? That's what the clouds of dust were. How could you vaporize 1,000 bodies which were never found? Why did Building 7 come down? They've lied to us. But everything that goes on today is a lie. Go to our website, RadioLiberty.com. We've got all sorts of sections there, all the most important YouTubes up on the Internet. You can see my talks on whether it be the Brotherhood of Darkness or the Forbidden Secret, or the Dark Secret. They're all up there. They're posted for your edification. They're free of charge. You can read our newsletters, which are well worthwhile rereading. And then, of course, we ask you to pray for America, to pray for revival, to pray for our leaders. But please pray for my ministry. Pray for Alex Jones and for Joyce Riley. Pray for Pastor Butch Paul. Pray for Sidney Ron Paul, who's risking his life to try to get the message out. He's an evangelical Christian, but of course, he's being vilified. Why? Because he fears the Lord. And until tomorrow at the same time, may the Lord bless you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cedarstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust.